Vayter in Oraisa, we are in Tainis Tav Chav Hey, but you know what we do. Time to review Chav Dalam Abayis. Picking up on Chav Dalam and Aleph on the bottom of the page, first word in the line. Rabba Gozer Tanisa. Rabba's Gozer Tainis Borach and Velo Cemetery, they dive in and no rain came. Amr Lele said to him, I've heard Yehuda. Okay, have a good Tanisa Samitra. When Rabbi Yehuda davened, it came right away. What's going on? Why are you being as good as him? I'm a little my alves. What do you want me to do? Imishim Tinu, if you want to say it's because of learning and shtagging. Anan adifinun minay. We are better than them when it comes to learning. The Vishnei Rabbi Yehuda, during the time of Rabbi Yehuda, Kol Tinuye, beep, turned the page. So, Dalam Abayis. But Nezikin have all their learnings. We're Nezikin, Vanan Kamas Tisa Beshita Sidrin. But we learn Shisha Sidrin Mishta. We got it all. Chavamat Rebuda, but Uxin, when you get to the laws of Uxin, like the Allah Chava Isha Koveshis, Yarek Vikadera, a woman is preserving vegetables in a pot. For army laws, Zaysim, Shakashim, Tarpei, and Torin. And others say that the following Mishta says that olives that one preserved together with their leaves are tahor. Amar, he would say, Havayu Sarav Shmuel Kachazir Acha. I see we need the understandings of Rav and Shmuel. Vanan Kamastin Buksin Tlaisa Mesifta. We have 13 Mesiftas about Uksin. V. Rabbi Huda Gavish Alav Chad Misana. When Rabbi Huda was taking off one of his shoes, when you're showing a sign of Enoi, Asi Mitzvah starts to rain right away. Vanan cuts of Chinan Kuliyama. We're crying it all day. Valeka the Ashkach Banu. Nobody's listening to us. Imishum Avda. If you want to say it because of my actions, Ika the Chazim Ida Lema. If someone can tell me that something I'm doing wrong, please come up, speak up. Aval Maya Segedoli Ador. What can the leaders of the generation do? Shein Dor and Dom and Yafe. The generation isn't good in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's not because of me, it's because of our Dor. Rabbi Huda Chaza and Rabbi Trey. Rabbi Huda saw that these two people that have a cup of hearts and proof that they were going, they were throwing back and forth bread. Amar, he said, oh, really? What says Rabbi Huda? You want to throw back bread? You're throwing bread? Shvami no yikasav abalam. It must be that there's so much bread that they're disrespecting me. Yoav Eina have a kafta. So he put his eyes on it and there became a famine. Amar le Rabbanu Lev Kahana v'kibirei to have nechunya shame. He said to him, Mar d'shkech kameh, you were always in front of him. Cause him to go through the door out of the base of edges that comes through the shuk. And then he's be able to go in to see all the dire circumstances that people are going through. And Odam for us, we don't have a famine anymore. They brought about that way. And Chazak Kufnai, you saw all the people over there. Amalu, my high, he says, what's going on over here? Amalay, they said, Akuspa de Tamri Kaimi de Kabizban, that Miz Dabbein. Everybody's here in order to get a container of dates, right? Because that's all that they have. Everyone's waiting in line to go in to buy it. Amr Shmami, no, Kafta Bal, must be that there's a famine over here. Amr Lishav, he says, Shlof Misane, he says, take off my shoe. Shalof Lichad Misane, he took off one, Vasa Mitchell, and it started to rain. Kimat the Mishav Echmin, when I take off the second one. Asa Elio, Anahavi Elio, Atishvi, Elio, and over came and said, Vamil, and he says, Amr Kadosh Baruch Hu, Isha Laf, the Echmin, if I take off the other shoe, Macharib Nal, I'm going to destroy the world, don't take it off. Amr of Mari Bered, the Bashmuel, Mari said, that Anahavi came in a good dinar, Papa was saying the other, by the riverbank. By the bank of the river, Papa, on the day that Rav Yehuda brought the rain, and Chazel Malachi, the Idmud Malachi, I saw there were Malachim that were the angels that were looked like sailors. The Kamaisi Chala Maluno LaArbe, they were bringing sand and putting onto boats. Vavakimcha this midah, and it turned into fine flour. Asakuli Amal Mizvah, and everyone wanted to come to go and to buy it. Amalu, and he says to them, Ehalo Tizbunun, do not buy from this flour, Demaisi Nisimu, because it is miraculous, and you don't want to have some stuff that comes from miracles. Just better not to go ahead and do such a thing. It says Rashi that Ubamefta Efshel Esachik B'Maisa Nisim Yoser Tov V'Nachon. Lamach Aysen Arbei Dechite De Parizna. The next day, wheat boats from Parizna of Parzina arrived, and they were able to go out to deal with it in a natural and not dealing with a nace. Rav Eklad Argaronia Gazat Anisa, and he made it fast because it wasn't rain. Velo Asamitra, but he didn't come. Remember, Louis said, Bisu Kule Alma Besanisaichu. He says, everyone here, continue your fast into the night. Normally, when you fast during the day, you eat at night. Continue to fast today. Lamach Amalu, next day he says that Amika the Chazak Helma Lema, if someone saw a dream, tell me. Amalu Rav Elazar Argaronia, he said, Lididi Akrion. Akriyun Bechalmi, I was caused to call out in my dream, Shalom Tav L'Rav Tav Meribon Tav Demituvi Meitiv La'ame. Good greetings to the good teacher from the good master, who from his goodness gives good to his people. Amai said, Shema Mina, Eswatsin Himi Bay Rachmi, he said, okay, it must be a good time to go to Davin. Bay Rachmi, Vatsamitri, he Davin the rain came. Ahuga, brother, there was a person who was supposed to get Malchus by the basin of Rava, Mishun Dovol Kusis, because he was with the Kusis, the guy. Nagda Rava Misi, he gave him Malkus and he died. Ishtama Milse be Shvur Malka, the king Shapur. Shmur Malka, he wasn't happy about this, and but Latsuri Rav, he wanted to punish Rava. But Amale Ifra Hormiz Ime de Shmur Malka Lebra. Ifra Hormiz, who was the mother of Shmur Malka, said to her son, "Don't start up with the Jews. Don't have lecha esek devar ba de Yudai. The kol man debay mi marayu yoyevlu, because anything they ask from their master, he gives to them. Amale Mai, he says, well, what are you talking about? What does he give to them? Bayin Rachmi Vasimitri, he goes, they ask for rain. You know, for mercy, and rain comes. Amarlah, he says to her, Ahumi Shav the Zimna the Mitzvah. And that's because that's the rainy season. El Lebo Rachmiya Idna B'tkufas Tamas. I didn't do it during Tamas, which is the summer. But listen, Mitzvah, let's see them bring the rain now. So Shachalei the Rav, Ephraim, as the mother said to Rav to do this. And Kevin, the Caving Daitach Uboy Rachmi Lose Mitzvah. Make sure you concentrate and daven, the rain should come. Boy Rachmi Lose Mitzvah, so you daven for it and rain didn't come. Amal Fanav, he said, Ribono Shelolam, Elohim Bas Nenu, Shamanu, Avosenu, Sipulanu, Hashem, with our God, with our ears, we have heard, and our fathers, we recounted us. Pol Palta be made, we make them the work which you have done for their days of old. Vanu Benenu Loinu, we never saw with our own eyes the miracles you've done. As the Mitzvah, the Shafach Marzavay, the Tzipor, the Diglas, the rain started to come so much that the areas of Tzipori emptied into the river of Tigris, and there was a lot. Asa Avu the Ischazi Le Bechama. Rava's father came to him in a dream. Bamali said, "Mi ikad the mitrach kamei shemayu kulei? Did you cause so much pain to Shemayu? Did you like force them to go and do such a thing?" Amalei shani duchtech. He said, "You better go ahead and change where you're sleeping. Like move where you sleep." Shani duchtech. So he got up, he moved, he slept in another place. Lamachar asked the mirsham puriy basakin. The next day he saw that his bed was filled with knife marks. Rashi says that the Shadim want to go and kill him, and they cut up his bed. Story time. Republic of Denisa, he lost the mitzvah. He submitted to Denisa, and no rain came. Chalosh libei. He became very weak. He was very downspirited because it's Raf Pindka, the Daisa, and he had some porridge. Boy, Rashi lost the mitzvah, and he davened, and no morning didn't come. Amalei Rav Nachman Bar Pasti started to rip on him a little. He says, "Oh, you showed my Pindka Achriti the Daisa al Simitra. Well, maybe have more of your that type of food over here. You know, you broke your fast and you had this type of stuff here. Go ahead, eat more and that'll happen." Ichsif, he got all embarrassed and he was really not feeling good. V'chalosh daite, it was all down and dejected. And then that's when the rain came. Amazing thing to realize that when we let go and let God, that's when things happen. You know, we tav and we do our part, but then we say, "Shem, I can't even do anything anymore." I think the total nullification of Kochavatsim Yadi. He's walking along the way. Yasam into the rain was coming. I'm with the fun of Yibon Shalom and Kolam Kulo Benachas. Everyone's relaxing. V'chanina B'tzayim and Tzarkas of the rain. Pasuk rain, the rain stopped. He went to the basement. He got home. I'm with the fun of Yibon Shalom and Kolam Kulo B'tzayim. Everyone's in Tzarkas. There's no rain. V'chanina B'nachas. I'm chilling here in my house. Yasam into the rain started to come again. Amar Rav Yosef. My Ahanya late Slosa the Kohen Gadol the Gabi Chanina Mendoza. What value is the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol in reference to the Chanina Mendoza? Right, the Tanam, we know that the Kohen Gadol used to daven, and he was about tefillah Katzara Beis after the, you know, by the Kodesh Kedashim, he would say right outside, "My Matzah, what do we daven?" Ravin Bar Adav, Rav Bar Adav, Dami Tavel, Mishmei the Rabbi Yehuda. They say, "Here atzalnu fenecha Hashem Elokeinu, shetei Hashana Azu Geshuma Ushchuna." It should be rainy and hot. Shchuna Maliyasi. What do you mean? Shchuna Maliyasi is hot, really hot. Is that something which is good? Adav Rabbi Gerusa, it's really bad. Why would you daven for that? Ella im Shchuna tei Geshuma Utalula. If it's hot and it should be rainy and dewy. Vali kanes fenecha tefilas oved drachim. And do not, and may the oved drachim, the travelers who pray, made that, you know, to hold back the rain, don't let it come in front of you. Because they would go and daven, there should be no rain while they're traveling, and the world would suffer because of that. Rav Acha Bered the Rebbe, Messiah, Mishmei the Rebbe Yehuda. Well, it's good for them. I said the following, Lo Yadi Avei the Shultan with the Beis Yehuda, and may one who exercises rulership not pass from the house of Yehuda, V'al Yu Amcha Yisrael, Shuchem Espan and Samizan, may be the Yidden don't have to receive sustenance from one another, V'lo La'am Acher, not from another nation. Ki Yim Li'adcha, Hamalei Apsucha, Gedosha Le'acha, we should have to get it only from you, Ribono Shel Olam. Just one last thing before we jump into today's. So we see that that's a beautiful thing that you understand that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur after we be in the Kodesh Kodesh and with daven, you just want to see how powerful tefillah is. It's so powerful that the Ovri Durachim and they would daven may even be taken seriously. The Kohen Gadol has to make sure to go and tell them don't listen to their tefillah. All right, let's begin with today's daf. Now we get into some halige in Yonim over here. Says Gemara Rav Yehuda Marav, Bechol Yom Baskol Yotzis V'Ameres. Every day a Baskol comes out and says that Kol Ha'olam Kulo Nizon Mishvil Chanina Ben. The entire world is being sustained in the merit of Chanina, my son. V'chanina b'ni, dayos Chanina ben Dosa, dayo b'kavcha Reuven me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos. And what does he eat already? What does he have? All he has is a kav of caribs from one Shabbos to the next, Friday to Friday. I have a regila debitu lemechma tanura kol maile de shabsa. His wife would heat up the oven every Friday. Vishadye aktarta, and she's throwing something that would make smoke that would come out. First Rashi, comes out. Rashi says that kav charuv meir of the Shabbos. Kol a Shabbos hainizo mekach chaser lechem hayum mezgalgel hayu becharuvim. He didn't even have bread. All he did was he had carobs. So she used to throw aktarte, is davar shemayla oshen, to bring smoke, ketitar kivshan. And she would throw something that would make smoke that would come out of the oven. Vishadya, why would you do that? Beat, turn the page. Chafhei amar alf. Mishom kisufa, because the fact that she was embarrassed. Rashi shayu shchinusea, ofos isa lechvot Shabbos. V'yino osaklum. They used to go and they would bake dough and she wouldn't do anything. So in order to make it look like she was doing something, she would make the smoke thing. Havalei ahach. Shivavta Bishta. She had this really bad namer. Amra would say, Michti, let's see what's going on. You're down in the Leslo below me. I know that they don't have anything. My Kulei, what's going on with all this smoke that's coming out of the oven? Let me investigate. Okay. Also, for the Baba, she knocked on the door of the house. Uh oh, Ixava, she got all embarrassed. The wife of Chanina's wife got all embarrassed. The Ailili Indurona. So what she did, she went to Indurona, was like a room inside, an inner room. Nisa, and there was a miracle that happened when she went over there. The chazal of the lachma, and the neighbor saw that the oven was filled with bread. Agana malilisha, and there was a kneading the bowl that was full. It's just areva, this like trough that was filled with dough, ready for like the next bash. Amar, so she started calling out, Planisa, Planisa. It's a lushan for like lady, like the woman of the house. You better come quick. I see masa de kacharich lachmich. You better bring the shovel because your bread is getting burnt. Rashi explains the masa is the atar, the shovel shemotzim bo lechem, that they would take out the lechem, the bread with. And okay, that's like a mirda or masa. It's one and the same. Amr Allah, she said back. Afan Allah Haski Ailey. She says, yeah, exactly. That's where I was. I was going getting the shovel. Tana, some say, right, because she was embarrassed. But Tana, some say, no, even Afi Lavi Marda Nechnes. So she actually did go in order to get the shovel there. Why? Because she was used to having miracles happen for her. Right? This is something which was a common situation that occurred in her house. Amrlei debitu. One day, Rechinimadosa's wife said, "Ad imas nezul v'nistar kuleya. How long are we going to suffer so much by having so little?" Amrla, she says to her, "My navid, what do you want us to do?" Boy, rachmi dinesilach mides. She said, "Okay, Davin said we should have something happen to work out. We should have something valuable." Boy, rachmi. So it was Nidavins, and Yatsisa when he davened, out came. Pardon me. Out came a. Kamin pisa thiyad, like the palm of a hand came out of Shemayim, and had in it v'yavulei kara d'psor d'dava, and gave one leg of a golden table. Chazoi b'chelma, Rashi says the bitsu b'chelma, as that she saw in a dream. I see the tzaddik d'achle psor d'dava. In the future, the tzaddik I'm going to be eating from this golden table. This like tlas kara, that has three legs. Va'at ocheles apsora the trekar. You're going to be eating from a table that only has two legs. Amalei nichalach the mechalach li kulei alma apsora the mishlam va'anan apsora the mixar. Like, are you happy with this idea? Everyone's going to be eating from a full table. We're eating from a table. It's lacking. It's all messed up. Amalei. So said. She said, you know, what should we do? Umay navid. Davin that if he's taken back, and the hand came out and took it back. Or so, I didn't say the hand came out, but anyway, it was taken back. Tana was taught, Gadol Haya Nes Achron Yosem and Arishon, the latter Nes was bigger than the former one, the Gemir, because we have a tradition that the May of Yahweh, Mishka Lo Shakli, the Shemaim gives but doesn't take.
Another story time, Chad Beishim, say one Friday afternoon, right before Shabbos, Chazel Librate, the Havas Atzivi, saw that his daughter was sad. Amalei Bite, Lamay Atzivas, why are you sad? What's wrong? Amalei, she said back to him, by the way, good chinuch lesson, right? Pay attention, notice your kids, and speak to them. Kli Shel Chometz, Neschalif Liba, Kli Shel Shemen, I switched the container of vinegar for that of oil. Whoops. Right? And whatever, it locked him in over the Shabbos, and I poured this in and I lit him for Shabbos, and we had a bit of a problem. It's not going to burn, it's vinegar. Armalai said to her, Biti, Mayich Baslach, what do you care? Misham al Hashem Vidlach? Who Yamal Chomets Vidlach? Whoever says commanded the oil to burn, you can also command that the vinegar to burn. So go ahead and don't worry about it, lit it up, and everything was A-OK, which is obviously miraculous.
It burned the entire day of Shabbos. Until they had enough, even they used for Avdala as well. Says Rashi Yakadosh. Right, so the same thing that we just learned about, you know, you don't like to get from Nisim, so he lit a candle from it in order to be able to go ahead and to use. Okay, I don't really get like how that answers the actual Shabbos light. I guess it's a situation you're stuck. You're stuck there, you got to use it, but after that, you wanted to get away from it. He had some goats. People say, you know, your goats are messing us up. As Rashi Sados, the fields. Amar say, Ikam Mifsidin, if this is true, that they're damaging other people's fields, then the Chlinu Dube, may bears eat them. Rashi says, Vizeavim, Dube Mizeavim, Sados, and the foxes, the wolves in the fields. Vilo, but if it's not true, then Kol Chadam Chadat Tesi the Orta, Dube Bekarnayu. Then each goat should bring home with it in the evening a bear on its horns. There'd be a raya whether it's true or not. La'orta, Isaac Ochada Vachada, Duba Vakarnayu, each of them brought back a bear in its horns. Havalei Ahi Shivivasa, how did I say this word? Shababta, right? This was this woman neighbor, the Kabanya Besa, who was building a house. Velomatikshure, but the beams didn't reach from one wall to the next wall. Rashi says, and of course, Magios Mikosel Lekosel, Asel Kamei. So she came in front of Rav Chanina. She said, "Banisi Basi Velo come to, Lo Kambatu Kshuraya. I built this house, but my beams don't reach from one wall to the other wall." Amale Mashme. What's your name? Amale Aiku. My name is Aiku. Amale Aiku Nimtu Kshuraya. Said Aiku, may your beams become longer, maybe able to reach from one wall to the other. Rashi says, "Yeah, Aricha Koros. It should become the beams become longer." Tana, the beams went until they stuck out an amma from each side of the wall. Some say that they were made longer by sections. Right? In other words, there was extra things. Rashi says, "Akor shel chulios hayu." They're made of like separate individual pieces. That small pieces attached to it to make it longer. Tanya, listen to Baisa. Plima Omer. Plima says, "Ani reisi oso abayis asa the house." Why you call yourself Yosos Amal Lekan Amal Lekan? And an Amma sticking out on each other side of it. Really, some say Baisa Shekira Rabbi Chanina Bedosa Tefila. So people said that this is house of Chanina Mendoza covered with beams through his tefila. Where did he get these goats from? We know he's incredibly poor, right? They say, so you're not allowed to raise behemadaka, the small cattle, in Eretz Yisrael. This is a Mishnah in Bavakama, because what happened was they used to go out, the sheep and these goats and things, they would go and graze other people's fields and they damaged the fields. So how could he have these things in Eretz Yisrael? And he was poor. After the Gemara, Rabbi Pinchas, Ma'isav, Avra Adam Echad, El Pesach Bay. So what happened was there was a person who passed by Achim Mendoza's house, Vinia Sham Tanagom. He left there chickens. So he found them. Varmalah, Rechinia said, Al tochlim mibitzem, do not eat from their eggs. For here we base of a tiny golem. And then they had tons of base of a tiny golem now. Value mitzarin or something, it's causing them a lot of pain. It's really hard for them to deal with all this. Umachar and so was you, she sold the eggs, she sold the chickens, she sold these things, but cut up at the man, Ezeb, she bought with them the money, goats. Pamachas alver oso adam sha'avdu mimenu ha'tana golem. One day this person came by, who the one who had left the chickens. This is where I left my tana golem. Shama Rabbi Chanina, I heard that. It's like, oh, finally, omelo. Yeshachav em simen, you have a simen? Omelo, hein, yeah, sure. Lesho simen, give him a simen. V'not on us, he's even give him the goats. Hein ain't easy, da'is to do be mechanu. And these are the goats that brought the bears on the horns that we saw earlier. He was in a massive, very difficult massive. He did not have money. Rashi says, who was he? He was in Amora, Amorhaya, Vahu Anikra. He is one who's called the Mara Da'ara, the Eretz Yisrael. Right, the Mara Da'ara, the Eretz Yisrael, Mesechus Nida, Dav Chafa Mabez, Baal Haros, the one who gave Halachas, he was the Posek, Haya, Vahu Shime Shab Yochanan, he was Misham Shab Yochanan, Acharei Mos Rish Lakish, Ayodachlik Bani, after Rish Lakish had died, and he was quite poor. And, okay, Avad Milsa, one time, Rashi says hikis dam. He bloodlet. And he had nothing that he was able to eat. We know the Gemara Shabbos says you have to eat something after you bloodlet. Shaka bara de tuma. So he took a little bit of garlic, a little bit of a clove of garlic. Chalash libe venim. And he got very. Rashi says in the Alpha he fainted. And he fell asleep. He got very weak and he fainted. Azar abadam l'shir lebe. They went to go check up on him. They saw he was crying and he was laughing. Like he's asleep. He's crying and he's laughing. And they saw there was a ray of light that was coming out of his forehead. Rashi says, Nitzos, like a spark. I mean, Mitzchah was coming out of his forehead. Ki itar, when he woke up, they said, they asked him when he woke up, why were you crying and why were you laughing? What happened over there? Amalui said, because in this dream when I was asleep, Hashem was sitting with me. And I said to him, Ad Masay Star Bayam, how long am I going to suffer in this world? What do you want me to do? You want me to start the world over from the beginning? You want me to start everything over? Maybe you'll be born into a time when there's a lot of food over there. And everything will be good. I said in front of him, Kule Hai Efshar, you would do all this? And it still may end up to a situation of Efshar, maybe it's going to get better? Like Rashi says, Bitmiya, Kule Hai Avadat Vakati, Hach Sveika, Doma Lo Misminne, Shaita Demazone. Like you start to think over, maybe I'll end up at the same mazel here. Amalei, and I said to him, Dchaye Tfe O Dchayena, is what I have lived, the amount that I've lived so far. How much of it, right? Is it that I live more than I'm going to die? Am I over the 50% mark? Or not? He said, what you have already lived is more than what you're about to, what you're going to live. He says, Why did he laugh? Which we're going to see right now. He says, if that's the case, then I don't want you to start the whole world over again. So he said to me, because of that reward, he said, you don't want to do such a thing, you want to start over the world again? I'm going to give you an Olam Haba. Tleisar narvasa de mishcha aparsimon dachyon kifras v'diglas. I'm going to give you 13 rivers of mishcha aparsimon. That is the spread of balsam oil, and that's going to be clear like the Pras, like the Euphrates with Diglas and the Diglas, these two rivers, and you're going to be able to go and enjoy them. You'll chill, you do your thing, it'll be great. Armele come in and said, hi Vesulo, that's it Hashem, that's all you're giving me. Armele says, L'chavach ma'yivda, so what should I go ahead, what should I give to your friend? You want me to do such a thing, I'm going to have to take it from someone else. Armele, so I said, V'ana migava de lesle ba'ina. But I want to know, I want to get from somebody who doesn't have in the world to come. In other words, people can lose it. Rachman al-Litzlan. Let me go ahead and get his reward, right? We know that But if you have Arusha, Chalila, who doesn't do what he's supposed to do, so then the tzaddik ends up getting it. So he's like, let me get his stuff. Machian be'askutla apusia. And what did he do when I said that? Rashi says, "Hayni tzulisa danafak mineisha madbik etzpat surda imagodel amakabitzipor." And etzpat's like when you flick your finger between the fingers. He flicked me with his fingers on my forehead. Can you imagine the craziness? Right, and that's what happened. That's why the rays. Rashi says, "Hayni tzulisa danafak mine." That was the this spark that came out of his forehead. Varmani, he said to me, "Elazar bini girai bein bach." Girai, my arrows have struck you. My arrows. Rashi says, what does that mean? Klomar, hikesi b'chitzai, I hit you with my arrows. L'chedvasa ba'alma amr. Okay, he's saying it like in a positive way. It's like, you know, a nice little slap on the cheek. We call this the old flick on the forehead. You know, where you walk away with a spark from Hashem. Another story. Rav Chama bar Chanina goes to Tanis of Lo Samit Rav Chama bar Levi. So the people said to him, Rav Yeshua ben Levi goes to Tanis of Lo Samit. But we know the whole story of Yeshua ben Levi. Like, it's amazing how that happens here. They rip on him because someone else, like the story of Yehuda and Yeshua ben Levi, right? He died and he came right away. Amalu, he says to him, Ha ana ha bar Levi. How could you compare the two? Here it is I, there it's the son of a Levi. And he's greater than me. Like, so what do you want? Rashi says, "Who ish echad vani ish echad? Who are the minai? We're different people." Emru lei denesi. Say to him that he should come and go ahead and tadam for us. Like, what do you want from me? And he kav and daiten, and we're going to concentrate on tefillah after the tavrit tzibura, the bayu. Maybe people will break their hearts. In other words, you know, they're being, Rashi says, shovrim, right? They're going to break their hearts over here. They're going to do tshuva. Das mitzvah, and the rain's going to come. Bon rachim v'las mitzvah, they daven, rain didn't come. Abba Lusa, he says, nicha luchu sheyava matar bishvileinu. Is it good for you that rain should come in our schus?
Rashi explains, Mekablim atem aleichem u'maskim al-medasechad. Are you willing to all be like on one team over here? Amalei hein. He said, yep, we are willing to be part of this. Amar rakia rakia, kasi panayach. He said, he looked up and he said, sky, sky, cover your face. In other words, be filled with clouds. Lo kasi, didn't work. Amar kama azin pnei rakia. Then he says, what azis there is, you know, the way, the lo kasi mitzibura, that you're not going in and covering yourself because of the tzibur over here. What's going on? So the sky then, it came cloudy and it started to rain. Levi gozer tanisa. Levi was also gozer tanis. Fall cemetery. The rain didn't come. Mama Lefanov, he said, "Bono shel olam." Alisa v'yashavta v'marim. You went up and you sat on high. Right? It's like, well, you're not with your people. The people need you. Ve'ena tem rachim al banecha. You're having rachmanas on your children. Asa mitra. So what happened was Hashem answered and the rain came.
Yeah, the rain came v'asa mitzvah when he died in such a way, but unfortunately he got punished for it. V'itla, Levi became lame because he spoke that way. He spoke this to Sakhut Hashem. Amar v'lozeh, l'olam al yatiach adam dvarim klapim ma'ila. Never go and throw things, you know, towards Hashem. Shari adam gadol yatiach dvarim klapim ma'ila v'itla. Someone did it and became lame. Umanu Levi, it's Levi. Frek the Gemara. V'ha gamar Levi. That would cause him to become lame. V'ha Levi ach v'kida kamidur v'rebi v'itla. We know the famous Gemara, which is in Sukkah, Nun Gimel. So what did he do? He did kida, which is a type of bowing down. You bring your face to the ground while standing, using just your thumb, supporting yourself and picking yourself up, and it's a very dangerous thing to do, just resting on the thumbs, and because of that, he ended up becoming lame. So it's because of this or that. And both of these things together is what caused it. Rashi says, Chet garm lo shenitzla bekida. Chet caused it that he would get the punishment when that actually occurred. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.